God bless you, beloved, and welcome to Grateful for Love. This is Regina. In today's lesson, we're going to continue in our study of the book of Galatians chapter 5, talking about life by the Spirit. And on last episode, we covered verses 16 and 17, which covered living by the Spirit and not gratifying the desires of the sinful nature, and how the sinful nature opposed the Spirit of God, and how the Spirit is contrary or opposes to the sinful nature. And then today we're going to look at verse 18, and reading from the NIV, it says, "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law." If you're led by the Spirit. And now, if you recall from also last time, we talked about how this church in Galatia, which was a new church, of course, they had been receiving some false teaching. They had been told that beyond them confessing Christ as Lord and Savior, they also needed to keep and observe the law of Moses, and this was false. And so the purpose of Paul writing to them was to dispel this false teaching, to make sure that they understood that their salvation rested solely upon Christ and what Christ did alone, that his dying on the cross for their sins and for them to confess him as Lord and Savior, to receive, accept what he did for them, that was enough. Now, to read the same passage from the Message translation, it says it this way: "Why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so escape the erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence?" In other words, you are now being led by the Spirit. You're a believer. Keeping in mind, he is writing to this church, this new church, and you have received him as Lord and Savior, Christ as Lord and Savior, and you're being led by him. So why would you want to go back to this erratic compulsions of a law-dominated existence? Now, the word erratic has to do with not in a regular pattern of or movement, unpredictable. The word compulsion means the action or state of being forced to do something. It's an irresistible urge to behave in a certain way against your own conscious wishes. So why would you want to go back to that type of living, unpredictable, and doing things that you don't want to do that burn your conscience, but you do it anyway, rather than choosing to be led by the Spirit? Now you have a choice. Before, we didn't have a choice. We were born with this sinful nature, and this sinful nature had us doing things just as this verse is implying that we were doing, that were being forced upon us to do something, appearing to be irresistible and behaving in a way that even our conscience didn't want us to do, but we were doing it anyway. It was unpredictable. But now that Christ has come, he has shown what sin is and how this sinful nature has been that wedge that kept us apart from the Father. He exposed all of that and showed us that if you come to me, I can deal with the sin nature. In fact, I can deal with the sins that you will commit after coming to me, once you can come to me, to the Father rather, through me. I can deal with the sins. And so, looking at the Amplified translation, it reads this way: "But if you are guided, led by the Holy Spirit, you are not subject to the law." You are no longer under the authority or the control or the domination of the law. So the law of Moses is no longer necessary. It is no longer needful for you to keep, because Christ has already kept all 613 of the laws. And so now by faith, we accept and receive what he did for us. because the payment for sin is death, and Christ died in our place as us. Now, I want to look at some cross references, beloved, regarding our two, this is part two of our lesson on life with the Spirit, or life by the Spirit, rather. And we want to look at Galatians 5 and 16. So we're still in the same chapter, and go up to a few verses, and you're going to read verse 16, which says, "I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature." And of course, you recall, now this was a very verse from last time that was the episode verse. And now it stands as a cross reference, which goes to also show again and verify again, confirm again, that the Word of God is interconnected. It is interrelated. And these verses all need each other. They all come together pointing to a person, pointing to Messiah, the blessed one who would come to save mankind from sin. And he wants to live himself fully through us, make himself known. And so this verse, beloved, is our first cross reference verse. Now, we want to turn also to Romans 2 and verse 12. Romans 2 and 12. And from the NIV, it reads, "All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law." Now, this verse here, if you read a little bit above it, Paul is talking about the Gentiles not having the law. It says in the latter portion of verse 8, it says, "There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile, for God does not show favoritism." And then it says, "For all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law." And as you go up to verse 14, it says, "Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves." So even though the Gentiles did not have the law of Moses as the Jews did, according to verse 12, they would still perish because they were apart from the law. Now, keeping in mind, Paul is giving a major example here. So we haven't got the whole story yet, okay? So follow me with this. So apart from the law, the Gentiles would still perish. But it says, but even though in verse 14, they did not have the law by nature, it says, things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences. So God gives us a conscience. So even though we don't have the law as the Jews did, and referring to those Gentiles back in this day and time, that they still had a conscience just like we have a conscience. So even though we may not know about the Word of God per se, because maybe we don't even go to church, let's say. I use it as an example. But we have a conscience because God gave us one. And so we know some things are just instinctively, we know, don't add up. They are not right. And then it says that, so even though they are without the law, they still are going to perish because they have a conscience. And that's how we tied those verses together. Now, the Jews, of course, they had the law, but they couldn't keep the law, because to fail at one meant to fail at all of them. And so that's why That's why, and if you read these first few chapters of Romans, you'll find out that Paul is giving them, this is what happens when you don't have Christ, when you don't know Christ. And God judges sin. That's why he had to send someone who could deal with it, because none of us could do it. And so Paul was really giving a wonderful narrative here in chapters one and two of Romans about, and even further beyond that, about what the law does and cannot do. And since no one can keep it, then it is inadequate. And so, and man had to see that in order to be able to know that I can't work for this. I can't work for it, but I can by faith receive what Christ did. There's no way that I could keep all 613 laws, but by faith, I can accept and receive that Christ did it for me. And that's what the Father wants us to do. And so, now that was the only cross reference that came out of Romans. Now I want to look at a couple of more cross references of this cross reference. So there's a cross reference for Romans 2 and 12. Now turn to Romans 3:19. So this is a cross reference of that Romans 2 and 12 cross reference. So Romans 3:19 says, now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced and the whole world held accountable to God. So for those who are under the law, and this is what Paul was telling the Galatians in the book of Galatians as well, that if you're under the law, then you're going to be expected to keep it, but you can't. That's why Christ came, or one of the reasons why he came, in order to fulfill the law and to free us from this sinful nature that had us bound and chained. Therefore, no one would be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin. So we can't keep the law, but we become conscious of the law and what sin is, because that's what we can't keep, because of our sinful nature, that we keep on doing the same thing over and over again that displeases God. And so let's also turn to Romans 6:14. Now this is another cross reference of the cross reference of Romans 2:12. So Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not be your master, because you are not under law, but under grace. Under grace. So again, the Galatians were being taught and told that they had to be, and they had to observe the law of Moses. And so Paul was telling them, no, that is false. That is false. And he talks about grace here in Romans, that is a cross reference of the cross reference. So we are no longer under the law, but we are under grace. God's unmerited favor. No, we didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. True enough. But that was God's choice. And he chose to show us grace by allowing his son to come and die and pay the price for our sins. Then in Romans chapter 7, verse 4 through 6, it says, so my brothers, you also died to the law through the body of Christ, that you might belong to another, to him who was raised from the dead, in order that we might bear fruit to God. For when we were controlled by the sinful nature, the sinful passions aroused by the law were at work in our bodies, so that we bore fruit for death. But now, by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. So it's important to see, beloved, that this is a process, and that God started from beginning to end, and now we're walking it out each and every day as we're learning to die to what once bound us. I love how verse 6 says that. Again, it says, but now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. So, beloved, I pray and trust that you have been helped by these verses today. And I want to conclude this lesson today by going back to Galatians 5 and 18, reading from both the Good News Translation and from the Passion. The Good News says, if the Spirit leads you, then you are not subject to the law. We are no longer under its control, its authority, or domination. And then the Passion says it this way, but when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above it. So once we come into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we yield to the life of the Spirit, and this is a yielding, beloved, every day. Because every day we're learning more about Him, and we want Him to be in full, complete control. And so it's a process, true enough, but we are learning and we are yielding to Him because we want to know what it will need to be done in our lives to please Him. And all He wants is to be Himself through us. In other words, less of me, more of Him. He wants to have free course in our lives. So when we yield to the life of the Spirit and all that He brings into our lives, not bits and pieces, but He brings everything. He brings grace, mercy. He brings empowerment. He brings all of the things that we're going to get learn about in these next few episodes, where we're no longer living under the law, but we are soaring above it and reaching many for the kingdom's sake. Until next time, beloved, God bless. Shalom, shalom.